I think about Dave's little children. Little John, he's just this big, little bitty thing. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know how old he is, 2.5, 3 years old or whatever he is. Just a little bitty guy. But if he hurts himself, he calls it an owie. You know, he come running up, Papa T, I hurt my hand. I have an owie. Will you pray? Reach down and touch him in the name of Jesus. You're healed. Okay, ma'am, he's gone. It's done. It's done. And then you start them at that age. What have you got? Man, you got little warriors that are going to do great things when they go to school and they hear all the stuff. That's just like Russell's daughter. Whenever I prayed for Russell Gregg's daughter, that little girl was 6 years old and she had so many demons in her feet, eating her feet up. I prayed for her. I cast those devils out of her, and she got healed a long distance. I did it right over my bedroom, and they live way across 2 or 3 miles over there. I cast them demons out long distance because Jesus said, if I could believe, nothing should be impossible with me. Nothing. He gave me no limitations. I cast those devils out, that little girl, and then I saw him at church, and my mother asked me, did you pray for my daughter? I said, well, kind of. I didn't want to tell the Baptist mother I cast a demon out of her daughter, long range. But anyway, I did tell her I needed to talk to him about it and teach him how to keep the devil out. Because see, in Matthew 12, I think it's verse 37, it says, when a demon is cast out, he walks through dry places looking for a new house. Ooh, I got kicked out of that house over yonder. Let's see, can I find one over here? No, he ain't got no openings there either. No, he ain't got no openings either. Oh, there's Frank. He's got an opening. No. You ain't going there either, right? But see, what is that? 12:43. Matthew 12:43. Maybe we go there and I'll show you what I'm talking about. Matthew 12:43. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places seeking rest and finds none. And then the next verse, let's see what it says. Then he saith, I will return unto my house from whence I came. You notice he called your body his house. I will return unto my house from whence I came out. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and garnished. It's clean. So when he gets kicked out and he comes back and you have not filled that house with the Word of God, what's the devil going to do when he comes back? Oh, he's going to reenter, but he's not only going to reenter. Let's see what the next verse says, verse 45. Then goeth he and taketh with himself 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they entered in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. So if you kick a demon out, you better tell somebody, they better get in the Word, right? Because if you don't, you're going to do them a great injustice. Now see, I knew this, and I tried to tell this family that they needed to get in the Word, but they never would take the time. They were always too busy. So 6 or 8 months goes by, the little girl's healed, and then all of a sudden, the mother comes to me and says, Thurman, Michelle's feet is worse now than they ever were. I mean, really worse. The toenails are coming off. You know, I mean, the little toenails were just hanging on by a thread. And the big toenails all around the cuticles, they were just bleeding and loose, and her little feet was just bloody. In fact, her feet would bleed so bad, and the pus and everything would run out of her little feet and under her skin so bad that when she got home from school in the afternoon, they couldn't pull her socks off till they put both feet in a pan of warm water and let it soak a little while. Otherwise, it just pulls skin off. That even hurts thinking about it, don't it? This is a little 6-year-old girl. Does a demon have any respect to a person how old you are? He don't care, does he? If he gets legal right to get in there, he's going to mess you up. He got in this little 6-year-old girl somehow, probably because of unbelief, and he beat up on her. And I told her mother that night what I did. I said, you know, I'm just going to be point blank with you. It's a demon. And you got to be able to kick this demon out. And I said, you got to do it out in faith. And so I told her husband, and I told her, and she went home and told her husband. And her husband said, I'm going to believe, Thurman. You know why he believed? Because that little boy back yonder, big boy back yonder, was a little boy in his RA class at the time. And he saw him with all those warts and scars. And then after I prayed, he saw him with no warts and scars. That has a tendency to make you think that maybe this guy knows something you don't know. Maybe. Just maybe. You know, because we don't see those in a Baptist church too often. You know, very rare. So anyway, he said, okay, I told him, I said, now, you take this magnificent promise, and I want you to take Luke 10:19-20. And I want you to see Luke 10:19-20. I want you to see how much power the Lord has given you if you walk in obedience to his word. I want you to see the power Luke 10:19-20 gives you. Look at this scripture. Behold, this is Jesus speaking. Behold, I, Jesus, give unto you power. Now that's you. You can put your name there. I give unto you power to tread on serpents, the devil, and scorpions, the demons, and over how much of power of the enemy? Hey, that pretty well means he don't have none, doesn't it? Over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. As a child of God, that's good news to me. I like that. And nothing shall by any means hurt you, notwithstanding or nevertheless, you don't have to rejoice in this, that the spirits or the evil spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name's written in heaven. When's the last time you went down? Praise God. Thank you, Lord, that I'm saved. Thank you, Lord, I'm going to heaven. When's the last time you walked into a place of business and said, anybody in here saved? Anybody know Jesus? Hey, you know, we need to be bold with the words. You know that? We need to be bold. It's just like, you know, the way the guy introduced me over into Home Depot the other night to a man. He said, this guy is praising God everywhere he goes in this place. He said, he comes in here, buys stuff. He's praising God all over the place. Hey, I started to leave the other day. Check out. Eldon and I was over. We've been over on a shopping spree buying stuff for this building. When we got ready to check out, the guy in front of me said, I thought I was bold as a Christian until today. He said, one day I'm going to be as bold as you are. He said, I ain't never seen a man that ever aisled. He goes down. He asks somebody something. He says, praise the King. Glory to God. I said, loud enough for everybody here, two aisles over. He said, I ain't never seen nobody like this. But he said, you're like that. And he said, I love it. And he said, I'm going to get like you someday. Why do you think God answers my prayer? Because I give him all the glory and praise for everything, right? Amen. It's him. It's all about him. I want everybody to know Jesus. I don't want nobody to die and go to hell because I didn't tell them about Jesus. Who knows what God's going to do with the words I speak? Who knows two aisles over some guy heard me talking about Jesus and got saved? I don't know. But all I know is I have all power over the enemy. And he shall in no wise hurt me. Is that good news? So if I got all power over the enemy and he shall in no wise hurt me, how much power does he have over me? None. All I got to do is walk in obedience to the word, right? So then I got all power. And so then I can kick him out. And then I said, with that scripture right there, tell your husband he can kick the devil out with that set of verses. You know, but you got to believe that, right? And then, of course, I told him, I said, after your husband kicks that devil out of little Michelle, then when you kick him out, you command him that he will never be allowed back in the name of Jesus. Never. Now, as a daddy, he's got that spiritual authority. He's the spiritual head of the home. And he was walking in obedience to God's word. He's a fine Christian young man. So he, that night at 11 o'clock, they got their little six-year-old girl up and they, daddy, kicked the devil out of her. Now, you know, when you're a daddy and you've been in a Baptist church all your life and you take that word and you speak over your little daughter, her feet is eat up and you command demons to come out of her, it makes you feel a little funny. You know it? You ain't never seen this done. Never heard about it being done. You're a Baptist. We don't do that. I'm serious. You laugh. Maybe you're a Baptist, huh? No, I hope not. No, I don't know. God loves a Baptist, too. I was a Baptist, though, see. And I know you can get it done as a Baptist, so that's why I can say these things, because I was a Baptist. 65 years I was a Baptist, and God done all these things through me as a Baptist. So he loves a Baptist, you know. He can do it. He loves everybody. That's right, yeah. He's looking for faith. And so I said, you kick that devil out of your little girl according to those scriptures, and then you command him to never come back. And then I said, you take that magnificent promise of Matthew 18:19, where it says, if two of us on earth agree about anything, it will be done. I said, after you kick the devil out, you ask the Father in the name of Jesus to do a supernatural healing on your little girl, and then you praise him and thank him, and you and your wife both agree. And I said, I guarantee the King will do a great work on your little daughter. Well, Russell did that about 11 o'clock that night at his home. And the next morning at 7, he's getting ready to go to work. And he runs in there and jerks the cover off of his little girl. Said, "Honey, I want to look at your feet." And she pulls her little feet around and they look at them. And her little feet look just like my hand. Beautiful. Perfect. No loose toenails. No blood. Who showed up?
Jesus.
I mean, see, God don't have to have me to get things done. He can use you, can't he, son?
Amen.
And you've already seen it work. You have. So, ain't no telling time you get my age what you're going to be doing. You may be way ahead of me. Praise the King. You got a goal to shoot for.
Yes, sir.
But see, we both want to be like the King, right?
Yes.
That's the whole thing. We want to be like Jesus. Because Jesus told us that's what he sent me and you to do. To be like him.
Amen.
No sin in our life. To be holy. And do the things that he did. And to walk in divine health. Now then, Russell did that for little Michelle. And little Michelle was healed. And she'd never come back. And of course, all through high school. Now she's graduating, going to college and everything else. Beautiful little lady. She had no friends in high school. You know why? She wouldn't go with her sin. She was holy. She had saw the results of sin. And she didn't like it. They could be playing basketball. She was one of the best basketball players they had in high school as a girl. And they could, some one of the girls in another town could burst out and say a word of profanity. She'd stop the game right in the middle of the court. And tell them, "I'm a Christian. We don't talk like that." Boy, what a little girl. That's a little girl after my own heart. That's yours, Frank?
Amen.
Amen. You want to have children like that. Children that does not blend into the world, but they stand out like a light. That's the way we should be, men and women. We should be Christians that stand out like a light. We should glow everywhere we go because the King is in us and his healing power is in us. And we need to be praying for people, teaching them how to walk sinless so they don't have to be sick, so they can have power over the devil. Is that an awesome promise or is that an awesome promise?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.